Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. GCN Live, LIVE.com. Ron Gibson, thank you for posting daily USA Prepares on BitChute. .com on the Ron Gibson channel. Bert, thank you for being with us today. Welcome, Bert.
Welcome, Ben. I'm glad to be here. Vincent, USA Prepares class. Sunday, we got clobbered by a solar storm. Did anybody notice anything? Any northern lights, especially for our class that would be in the northern states, you know, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, Maine, Canada.
Montana?
Montana.
Mm-hmm.
We got hit with a double barrel, Vince, two solar storms, one right after the other, Saturday and then Sunday. And they were strongest I've seen for this solar cycle. Vince, I don't know how it affected you on the farm, if anything, but it was pretty powerful and affected also parts of Europe as well. Northern lights seen all over our northern states in Europe, England, Scotland, Ireland. So not sure if it affected the electric grid anywhere. Haven't heard of any warnings there. Vince, is it true that on US 60 going through Springfield, there's a sign that says if you're driving an EV, turn around, we don't have charging?
Well, I was on 65 last night. I went to see Dr. Norm Shealy, our son and I, Bam and I went to see Dr. Shealy and Dr. Sergey. And, you know, they live in the same house and near Springfield, Missouri. And so I was out and about, and I did not see a sign indicating that. However, here's something that I think is not talked about, Bert, with electric vehicles. And it's going to make people furious. I mean, beyond furious. There are people who
are.
No, I have to be careful how I say this. Class, don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything you hear in the media, see in the media, read in the media. Don't go doing extreme things because of things that you hear said in the media, including here. Okay. Bert, there are people who live on the coast of New Jersey who own property, and they are absolutely livid with the potential wind farms that are going offshore. They don't want these things. There are people who own residential properties for rent, vacation spots. And they don't want these things because they know for a fact that people do not want to look out from the beach and see wind turbines. They're livid. Now, here's something that touches upon what you just mentioned. In order to roll out these stupid Biden mobiles and Elon Musk mobiles and the likes of fully electric vehicles, the power companies, the utility companies, the transmission line companies that stretch electricity across the country, to double the size are going to steal land. They are going to steal farms through the process called eminent domain. What is a better good? How can the government get more tax revenue for a piece of land? Well, if a shopping center wants to set up shop on your property, and the government will get more tax revenue from that piece of property than you're paying, it's likely that eminent domain will be involved and you will lose your property. Well, the same thing is going to happen with electric power lines and electric power generation plants, whether they be coal or natural gas or wood or wind or nuclear or hydro. People are going to lose their property because of Teslas. And when you look at that slimy smirk on Elon Musk's face and you lose your house, the biggest investment most people have ever made in their lives, how are you going to feel? Are you going to say, yeah, but, you know, it's good. It's good. You know, I like the fact that people are driving Teslas. Or are you going to be absolutely seething with anger? I know for a fact that I would be personally livid if we worked 20 years on this farm and all that work went down the drain because some morons had to have a Tesla. Livid. And what happens is it's not just one farm or two farms. It's swaths of land cut across the nation. Properties bulldozed. Roads torn up. Rerouting roads. Rerouting streams. Just devastation in the wake of power lines. There's a company called Asplund, Asplanduh. These guys are tree cutters.
Yeah, and we have them here.
Yeah, and well, you're, you know, I don't know, almost 2,000 miles away from us, and you still have them over there, and they're on the East Coast, too. These guys go out there, and they cut trees. They go, well, you know, there's power lines near them, and we can't have that, so they cut down limbs of trees. When they cut down the limbs, the trees die slowly. So then the trees have to be taken out at some point, or they fall over and land on houses and cars and, you know, roads. And what I'm saying, Bert, is this is way, way, way bigger than people think about just finding that outlet or that charging station. This is destruction of the planet. And yeah. Elon Musk, you hit my button, Bert. You absolutely did. Elon Musk, I've heard people say, well, I haven't heard a lot of people. I think I heard one say that he's the most dangerous person on the planet. Can you imagine that?
Well, Vince, maybe there's some light at the end of the tunnel. The largest developer of wind farms, the world's largest company, just abandoned their two biggest U.S. projects. They said it's just not penciling out. They're losing money. Company, it's a European company called Ørsted, and they said they've experienced further negative developments. They blamed it on increased interest rates and supply chains and lack of, lack of an ORIC, an offshore renewable energy certificate. Sounds like they're making excuses that it just does not pencil out. The company's losing money, and they've decided they're going to cancel two huge projects that were getting built off of Vince, off of your old home state of New Jersey. So maybe it's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, because a lot of these projects just do not make financial sense. They've been subsidized. You know, we look at all the inflation we have. That's because largely because of the government spending the huge trillion-dollar bills over the past few years. And a lot of that spending, class may not know, was for so-called clean energy projects, whether it was subsidies or direct grants or just paying for things or low-cost loans. So this was one of those projects. And despite all the subsidies, plug. I guess we can say literally Vince, they pulled the plug on two of the largest U.S. offshore wind farm projects. It was called Ocean Wind 1 and Ocean Wind 2. You probably know, you've probably seen them on the map, Vince, to see how close they were to some of the towns you used to live in New Jersey. I think they were pretty close. So, pull the plug.
You know, it's amazing that that people in the Garden State would allow this. It's amazing. And I think it's people are, I think it's this. I think people are really busy. I don't know what they're doing, but they're busy doing it, and they don't seem to pay attention to what's happening. And our politicians are so greedy, they will destroy anything and everything for personal pleasure. Trips, vacation, cars, luxury hotels, air travel. They will sell out any and everyone for their personal greed. It is absolutely disgusting. And it doesn't stop with politicians. It's lawyers. It's judges. It's everybody in position of power. And it's an outrage. They're destroying our planet. And you know what, Bert? If our government paid attention to what's happening, like, you know, there's air pollution, and boy, wouldn't it be nice if we cleaned up the air? You know, like I'm talking like in the 70s, air pollution devices, in the late 60s, air pollution devices were put on cars, but they were all hang-on devices.
Yeah.
What did not happen?
Catalytic converters and burners, yeah. That, you know, belt-driven air compressor that pumped air into your exhaust to burn off the pollution,
yeah.
Kind of worked. But we've now learned that actually we can build gasoline engines that are clean without having to have those add-on devices. We figured out basically what it has to do with is just having an engine that burns all the fuel in an efficient manner. And, you know, you don't have unburnt gas going out, and you make sure it's hot and high compression. And turns out we figured out how to build gasoline engines cleanly, or, you know, let's say 90% cleaner than or more than what we used to have back in the 60s.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. So if we had done that, if we had made a more efficient engine, we would have used way, way less fuel. If we use way less fuel, we'd have less particulates in the air. But we didn't do that. What our government said to the automobile manufacturers, y'all are going to, you're going to clean up the emissions. And you're going to do it in 2 years. And so what the automobile manufacturers had to do was figure out how they could clean up the emissions. And the only way they could do it quickly was to hang on these devices, like the air injection pump aimed at the exhaust valves in the exhaust manifold, so that the unburned fuel that exited the combustion chamber would have more oxygen in the air to continue burning because of the hot temperatures, you know, 1,400 degrees or so. Just add more air and could burn some little more of that fuel that was unburned. You're absolutely right. And then to
yep.
make matters worse, they said, well, you know, let's get some more of it out. Let's take platinum. Let's use platinum's pretty valuable. Let's hang on one of these $1,000 catalytic converters that uses platinum inside to run at a high temperature and burn some more fuel. And let's add some oxygen sensors in there. And let's and let's and let's. And the mileage went down. And the air pollution
no
went
idea.
Down.
It would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kurt's with us, and if your blood pressure's not elevated yet, there's something wrong with you. And if you like politicians, you're an idiot. Here's why. There's a magazine that comes out from the Missouri Farm Bureau. It's called Show Me, S-H-O-W-M-E. Missouri is called the Show Me State. And in this magazine, give you the date of this particular copy, fall 2023. So it's current. There's an article about eminent domain, the theft of property by corporations. Quote, Missouri law does not guarantee landowners any control over the location or the size of utility towers and structures across their property. Missouri law does not guarantee landowners any control over the location or the size of utility towers and structures across their property, end quote. There's another one, quote, Missouri electrical cooperatives have no time limit on when and how they are required to utilize an easement once it is taken. Missouri electrical cooperatives have no time limit on when and how they are required to utilize an easement once it's taken. End quote. So they can take an easement, and there's no time limit on when and how they're required to use it. So they can take it and do something with it or do nothing with it, and there's no time limit. So you don't even know what's going to happen. Here's another one. quote, Missouri law does not grant landowners any rights to share in the revenue generated by utilities across their property. So let's say a, end quote, let's say a utility company says, hey, we're going to put these big, massive power lines across your farm. They are using your farm. They've devalued your farm, and you have no right to compensation because you don't get to share in the revenue that is generated by the use of your property. This is nuts.
This is absolutely nuts. I know, Ben, with cell towers, and I'm not saying you really want them on your property because of the radiation, but with cell towers, they will pay you if you have a good location to put a tower. You know, it might be a building where you can use your roof, or you might have a place where they put up these fake trees. They will pay you, and you share in the revenue. So that's unfortunate that the power companies are exempted from this. And Vince, I think the reason you're mentioning this for class, it's not just, you know, an obscure point, is that we're estimated to have to double the electric grid in order to meet the mandates for supplying power to charge all these electric cars that we're supposed to have in the next 10 years. So this is not, you know, something where we're saying, oh, just, you know, expanding this power company a little here or replacing some lines. There will have to be a massive upgrade to the power grid in order to supply power. I mean, if this goes through, we're going to see lots more power lines and then probably fewer gas stations. So,
let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, and I said if, because it still remains to see how the next 10 years are going to pan out.
Yeah. Somebody might start up a new baseball bat company called Louisville Sluggers, you know, Louisville Baseball Bats. There's still a possibility that somebody might do that. But here's the point. We know that if we wanted to build another telephone network, you know, the old Ma Bell telephone with landlines, we know that we do not have enough copper to make the wire to build another telephone network. So we can't do it. We've used it up. I believe that we don't have enough copper to double the size of the power grid. So if that's the case, and I believe it is, that you will not be able to get copper for, let's say, copper wiring in your house. Copper will go through the roof. It will be unaffordable. It will be unobtainium.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Today, voters in regions across the country will participate in elections. Kentucky's incoming Democrat Governor Andy Beshear is vying for a second term, competing against Republican candidate Daniel Cameron, who has received an endorsement from presidential candidate Donald Trump. In Mississippi, Republican Governor Tate Reeves is running for re-election and facing a challenge from Democrat Brandon Presley. The mother of a child killed in last year's mass shooting at Robb Elementary School is on the ballot today for mayor of Uvalde, Texas. Senate Republicans, in an attempt to secure America's wide-open southern border, have a list of immigration reforms they want to put on any foreign aid package for Ukraine. The proposal from Senators Lindsey Graham, Tom Cotton, and James Lankford include finishing the border wall, more pay for Border Patrol agents, and changes to the nation's asylum laws. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Cheetah, you've got your
take. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, when people support a regime like Joe Biden, and they lie about clean energy, there are things that that the people who fall for this nonsense believe. And they don't tell you the truth, and they don't tell you all the facts. And so there's only one way to win these fights. And I'm going to tell you what they are. Well, what it is. And you have to do, excuse me, if a person or people are in a fight like this and your land is being targeted by a corporation for power lines or shopping center or a dump, a landfill, and you don't like that idea, you'll find out that there's a strategy. And it's, well, a letter goes out that there's a study going on that this land might become a landfill. Might. When you see that letter or it appears in the newspaper, the study's already been done. It's a fait accompli. It is a done deal. The only thing that's left is the public meetings that are designed to let you think you have a voice. You've already been sold out. The corporation has done the study. They know where they're going to put it. They know how much they're going to pay for the land. And the farmers or whomever own that land are targets. And they will be manipulated to get that land. The only way I've ever seen that stops this is when the individuals find out exactly who is behind the theft of the land and who the politicians are and the corporate officers are and the board of directors members are that are involved in trying to take the land. Once the victim party figures out who they are and exposes them and goes to visit their homes and has protests right on the sidewalk, right outside their houses, and then goes to church and sits in the church and then points with their fingers and disrupts mass and says, "That's him, that's him, that's him. That's his wife. Those are his children. Those are the people who want to steal our land." That's how it's done. Because when they realize that you would be using the same tactics, and when I say you, I mean whoever the people are who are the victims of the land theft. When the oppressors realize that this fight is going to get dirty and they've been outed and they're going to be shunned and the village is going to despise them and their families and their children are going to be pointed at in school by the other children whose families don't want their land stolen, then it stops. That's the only way I know of that it stops. I was involved in two of those. And I make the claim that I'm the only broadcaster in the United States of America who's had property, who would have lost property or property value because of a large corporation or corporations trying to use eminent domain or skullduggery or coercion or buying off politicians to either put a dump or a prison on property. And I also maintain that I'm the only broadcaster in the United States of America who was engaged in those fights and won. And it's nasty. It is gut-wrenching nasty. And you'll find that there are people who say, "Hey, you were behind you." And then you'll find out you're the only one standing. It's nasty. And there's big money behind it. And there's greedy politicians who are willing to sell you out so they can have fur coats, big cars, massages. I don't know what else they get. It's disgusting. And that's where we are today. And at the very, very point of all of this is Elon Musk. Because nobody needs anything that Elon Musk is selling. Nothing. You don't need a 2-minute movie download. You don't need that. You don't need internet every place on the planet. If there's no internet where you want to go, then don't go there. Nobody needs to experiment with monkeys and torture them so that we can have an implant in our brain.
Yeah, that one's pretty hard to take, Vince.
That's the tip of the iceberg. But, you know, we're going to be trading Muskmobiles and charging stations for farmland. Farmland translates directly to food. I maintain that the wealthiest people in this country, and I'm talking about Bill Gates, Elon Musk, and Jeff Bezos, I maintain that there's nothing that they make that we need. Nothing. And I said, need.
Yeah.
However, guys on the ground, like farmers, make things that they need. We get pennies for what we do, and they get billions for what they do. And they couldn't find the drain plug on their engine if they had to. By the way, Bert, I thought we were friends. Did you do this on purpose?
No, but Vince, you mentioned shortage of copper. I always try to look at the glass half full or look at a counterbalancing something good. So you know where we can find lots of copper is on the planet Mars. We believe in underground chambers on Mars we have copper, chromium, iron, and nickel. And what are those things all used for? Building, amongst others, building modern EVs and copper for your wire. Vince, they believe those deposits are all on Mars. Now, how to mine them economically, and then I don't know how you would bring them in.
Let's talk about freighters
to bring it to Earth. But Vince, they have found copper, chromium, iron, and nickel. Because remember, we have rovers there now that are digging around and looking and doing tests. We believe we have it there on Mars and, possibly also gold, silver, lead, mercury, zinc, and tungsten, but lots of copper, Vince.
Let's put it in perspective, Bert. So it'd have to be a lot of copper, right? I mean, yeah, we're not just talking about, maybe 3 pennies worth. No, we're talking about a lot of copper.
Yeah, they have, we believe Mars has a lot of liquid rock underneath the surface. And in that molten rock, we believe, are these elements.
Okay, I don't know much about, planetary structures and how they stay in orbit. But I do know that they're in equilibrium. And I do know that there's gravitational pull from the moon, all the planets in our solar system, all the stars around us. It's in pretty much equilibrium. So if we go and do one of the dumbest things we could possibly do, if not the dumbest, and we go and scoop up some of Mars and bring it back here, our planet's going to weigh more, Mars is going to weigh less, and we'll be out of equilibrium, and the solar system may actually fly apart.
Well, then that might take a few hundred thousand years. Not sure we're going to bring that much copper back. And
well, if we're not going to bring that much back, then why do it?
Yeah, and I'm not even saying to do it. I'm half joking.
I know. Well, I'm not half joking. I think this is insanity.
We'll probably use it to build things there. We probably won't bring it back, but Vince, the EVs that they're going to be needing on Mars, they're probably going to build them there. It'd be more efficient.
Bert, if the Martians were smart, they would take the fence that we would have built, and they'd put that fence up.
To keep the Earthlings away?
Yeah. Now, I'm half-joking, but what I'm saying is there are people who want the illegal invasion into the United States to stop. Okay? What gives us the right to go and destroy Mars? Who does Elon Musk think he is to go and steal parts of Mars? Who does he think he is? He has no right to do that. Nobody does.
Well,
nobody does.
An interesting dilemma is I don't even think the UN can claim sovereignty over Mars because the UN's for the United States. Not that they've been able to do much here, but that's a good question. Who really is in charge of Mars? And will it become
the Martians are in charge of Mars?
Well, if they've lived there, it's become, we think it might have had an atmosphere a very long time ago. And there are people that think there was intelligent life on Mars. So there's a lot of scientists that have found things, what they think are relics of ancient buildings.
So Bert, I don't want our class to think, I believe that there are Martians walking around. You know,
no.
I'm just saying, I'm trying to think there's anyone there now.
It's just not livable.
I'm trying to make a point.
Then.
The point I'm trying to make is that we don't have a right to go and steal anything from Mars. We don't have a right to even land on Mars. I mean, if we're curious, why don't we get a telescope and look? Okay? Like, you know, be a peeping Tom like, Zuckerberg. How about like that? We could just look, peep over the fence and see what's happening on Mars. That's another guy that makes things that we don't need. We don't need anything that Mark Zuckerberg makes. Isn't that interesting? The wealthiest people on the planet sell things that nobody needs. It's not like he's making washing machines, dishwashers, or clotheslines. He's like in a dream world. Hey, put these glasses on and you can leave your mind. You can be someplace where you're not, and you can think you're there. And for $1,500, you can do that.
Yeah. You know,
he has shareholders. He has a board of directors. His board of directors says, go, Mark, go. That's great. What an amazing idea. We should all be doing that. We should leave our minds and pay you to do it. What a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, Bert, I don't think I'm going to calm down for the rest of the day.
Uh-oh. Vince, we're not even at the halfway point. Can we talk about birds and camping and clean water and soothing sounds of running creeks and that's what those
four guys I mentioned are all about. Nature, clean water, doing with less. That's what they're all about.
I don't think so.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. So, Bert, I think you're going to have some problems there in California. According to Zero Hedge, there's an article on November 3rd, 2023. There's a map of the United States, and it lists the best-selling vehicles in America by the state. So, you know, for example, North Dakota, what's the best-selling vehicle? Well, it happens to be a Chevrolet Silverado, according to this article. But it's not just North Dakota that the Chevrolet... By the way, I have two Chevrolet Silverados, and they're old. One's 2004 with a third of a million miles, roughly. And the other is a 2001 with almost the same number of miles. So they're old. So Chevrolet Silverado pickup truck is number one in North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri. So I'm driving a common vehicle here in Missouri. Oklahoma, New Mexico, Arizona, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, West Virginia, Alabama, and Delaware and South Carolina. Now, in Montana, it's the Ford F-Series pickup truck. Along with the F-Series is number one in Idaho, Utah, Colorado, South Dakota, Kansas, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee. Yeah. And then when you get to Washington State, it's the Toyota RAV4. Okay? And when you get to California, guess what your number one best-selling new vehicle is in California?
Vince, I'll just throw out Toyota Corolla, but, I'm not sure.
Tesla Model Y. Tesla.
Get out of here.
So, Bert. Well, I mean, nobody said you had to be smart to live in California.
Model Y. I would have thought maybe the Model 3.
Model Y.
Price. Interesting.
Model Y. Yeah. And it's the only state that that's the best-selling electric vehicle in. Now, Florida likes the Toyota Corollas. Bottom line, Bert, if this article is true, and I don't even know that, bottom line is if this thing catches on, you know, where the government says, hey, you can buy any car you want as long as it's an electric one. By the way, I wonder if that's how Musk got so wealthy. You know, governments saying,
he
need satellites. Hey, gets a lot of free lunches. Yep.
Vince,
so,
not to change the subject,
this is bad news.
No, but real quick, Vince, why do you think some states like the Silverado and some like the F-Series? Is there a substantive difference and why some states might favor one over the other? Because it sounds like there was maybe a little more for the Silverado.
Okay. Well, I only know from being under them, you know, and working on them. So I don't know very much about these. But here's what I do know. I do know that Ford has a problem with their spark plugs. Now, Bert, you're not going to believe this. Ford truck engines, they have a massive problems with the spark plugs becoming loose and hammering back and forth with each explosion of the four-cycle engine. So intake, compression, explosion, exhaust. Those are the four cycles. So when there's an explosion, detonation, there's a massive amount of pressure that builds up, and the cycling, bang, 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 loosens some of the spark plugs in these Ford aluminum heads. So the next thing that happens is spark plug threads get loose. Now you don't have spark plug threads, and spark plugs ultimately leak compression, ultimately may fly out. It's a massively expensive proposition to fix that. Massively. You know, we're talking a couple thousand dollars. So nobody in their right mind wants to change spark plugs on a Ford truck, because if they do, they could damage the engine, okay, just by changing the spark plugs. Now, I know for a fact that that's never happened to you, and it's never happened to me. We have never damaged an engine by changing the spark plugs, never. It doesn't even occur to this that can happen. So why do these states have these ridiculous engines in these cars? I don't know. But I do know that the Dodge Ram is a really heavy-duty truck. We have two of them. And if we're going to pull something, we're going to take the Dodge. We have a diesel, and we have a three-quarter-ton pickup diesel Dodge, and we have a half-ton gas engine Dodge. And they are heavier than the Chevy. They are heavier than the Ford. They are stronger than the Ford, in my opinion. But the Chevrolet is the best riding of all the trucks that I've driven. It handles the best. It rides the best. The engines are pretty darn durable. So overall, I think the Chevrolet is the way to go. Unless you're going to haul a load with a trailer, then the Dodge is the way to go.
Yeah, but why
and we see the least
like
amount of problems.
Why are some things like in the Ford?
I have no idea. Must be something. It must be. Why do some states like Teslas? Like the one state that does. Why? It makes no sense to me. No sense. So when I look at a Ford, we don't even like working on Fords. No kidding. They're a pain in the neck. If it takes four bolts to put it together, Ford says, we can do it with three. Fords are tough to work on. They're miserable to work on. And we don't like working on them. So we hardly work on them.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.